Penguin Random House Audio presents Burn the Ice, The American Culinary Revolution and Its End by Kevin Alexander. Read for you by Holter Graham, with an introduction read by the author. In the American din, that small thing was everything. George Packer, The Unwinding.
Introduction. On November 4th, 2011, a restaurant opened in San Francisco. AQ, an acronym for As Quoted, was the venture of first-time restaurateur Matt Semmelhack and veteran chef Mark Lieberman, and it featured an almost fanatically seasonal menu, plus a design component, including bar tops and waiters' uniforms, that changed along with the food. It was experimental and ambitious and in a mid-market neighborhood in San Francisco that had been all but abandoned by the restaurant industry. Minutes before their friends and family night kicked off, they'd been recruiting said friends and family to sweep construction debris off their stoves. The gas was turned on just hours before. The kitchen staff had not yet used the equipment. They may not have had a health permit. And then the next night, they opened this jumble of hopes and dreams and money to the public. Like most opening nights, it was both incredibly euphoric and rewarding and also completely terrible. That euphoric honeymoon lasted exactly 1 month. Then they had to pay all the bills from the build-out. Despite being incredibly organized and a compulsive planner, Semmelhack somehow hadn't realized they would have to cut a separate check to pay sales tax. One day, an hour before service was meant to start, he was with his wife Robin, a professional ballerina with the Smuin Ballet in San Francisco, at the printer getting new menus.